Yerushalayim, Shekoyach, and Jack Mermelstein, in memory of Jack's father, Harry Mermelstein. So we were finishing up. I'd like to ideally finish Pagin and Dibura today. So let's just finish up the Tosfos. So Tosfos is struggling with that Gemara in Makis. Do we have a copy? Yeah, we have a copy of the Gemara in Makis. Shkayach. So Tosfos says, so in light of our Gemara, we really have to relearn that Gemara in Makis, which is a fundamental Gemara discussing when you become an aid. And the Gemara had a Hava Amina that every Nirtzach and every Horeg, every Rotzeach, and the same thing by Roveya and Nirba, could potentially invalidate the group and invalidate any future testimony. So Tosfos says, V'hada parech, it's the middle of Tosfos Diraska Lertzono, three lines down from the wide lines. V'hada parech perakama demakis. And that which the Gemara asked in Makis, Nirba Yatzil, the Gemara says that the one who was involved in the relations was either the raped or if it was the seduced, that he should be able to save because he's watching the whole process and he's a puzzle aid. Aim lefarish yatzel afishu puzzle machmas shesone aroveya sherova leronso. Don't say that the reason why he's puzzle is because what? Is because he's a sone, he hates the person that was just raping him. Shekacha yunilar farish, because I would have explained like that. Dumya daharag yatzel. Just like the Gemara suggests, parallel, that not only in the situation of Roveya and Nirba should the Nirba Yatzil, but also should the Harug be Yatzil. So Tosfos says, obviously the Harug, the only reason a person who's dying and stabbed, that's watching the case, that is going to invalidate the aid, is what psul is he carrying with him? Tosfos says the obvious answer is that he hates the Rotzeach that just killed him. It can't be, because our Gemara assumes that when you are talking about being raped, that you're valid to talk about such a case, and you're not excluded, and you're not puzzled, according to Rava. And what's the reason, says Tosfos? Because the hatred that a person has for being raped is not the hatred that a person has for losing his life and being killed. Interesting. Interesting, Tosfos makes a distinction, but Tosfos isn't assuming, this is what we ended off with last week, that there is some sort of psul, sone, that exists. Just Roveya doesn't make the cut. Nirba doesn't make the cut. But when you're actually murdered, you do make the cut in those few seconds that you're still alive watching the story unfold. So we asked last week, what do you mean? This is all in Rabbi Yehuda's world. We don't paskin that a sone is psul. We hold kosher lo diber imo shlosha yamim is still kosher chachamim lo nechshedu yisrael al kach chachamim say in the third parak. So we introduce the ktzos that quotes the Marashal that he says no. There's something called a sone gomer. There's a hatred that comes out of a murder case that's such an unbelievable hatred that even the rabbanon would agree to such a concept and such a hatred would exist. And we just raise the shaila. If that's true, so then the reverse should be true as well. So if you have an oev gomer, if you have a best friend that would give your life for someone else, and you mamish love him deeply, so maybe you shouldn't honor him to be the aid kedushin at your wedding, because just like the Marashal says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a sone gomer is accepted both according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, so too, oev gomer might be the same, unless you want to distinguish between sone and oev, because on the books we only have Tosfos that says it by sone. V'oid, says Tosfos, and I'm going to differentiate between the two even further. De haru gufe, matzinu lefarish, de loy mifso machmasina. And also, the reason why a nirba is puzzle over there is not because of sinna. Why would I have said so, Tosfos says, because I would have linked it to a neharag, to a nirtzach. Says Tosfos, we got the whole thing wrong. The reason why a nirtzach is puzzle is not because of sinna. If so, that's very good. Why? Because we can go back to the normative halacha, Rabbanon hold against Rabbi Yehuda, a sone is kosher leidus. And therefore we don't even have to get into the story of last week with the Ktsos and the Marshal, we're consistent with how we paskin that every sone is kasher leidus. Lo nech shedu Yisrael al kach. Bein sinna of not speaking to a guy for 3 days, a little fight. Bein sinna of being murdered. So why are you puzzled? Says Taisis, I'll tell you why you're puzzled. Lo yimisa machmas sinna, ela machmas shu treifa. You have a psul goof. You don't have the ability to what? To be an aid, because you're a treifa. It's not edus sha'ata yochol lazima. How am I going to be mekayim kasher zomam on your edus? You're already a dead man. You're a walking dead man. You're a treifa. Ve'eno roi lahoyit. V'nir lafarish. V'nir lafarish. Oh, so that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos says, why is a nirtzach possible? Again, the Gemara in Makkos, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar el Rapopler Abaye, unbelievable Gemara, El Miata Horog Yatzil, every guy who's murdered should save the cat because he's an invalid aid. Kishar Hargo Me'achor. So the Gemara says, no, Kishar Hargo Me'achor, it's talking about where he stabbed him in the back. Nirba Yatzil. So the Gemara says, Nirba Yatzil. So, the Gemara says, same Kashmi. He's watching the case. No, Kisharava Me'achorov. He also did it from behind. Horigu Rovei Yatzilu. So the actual Rotseach and the Roveya, the person who's committing the crimes. So then he gets stuck, and ultimately the Gemara comes on to the concept of the Mekayme Adavar Akasav Adavar, which is a very, very earth-shattering conclusion of depending and now changing the whole definition of an aid potentially. So Tosfos is bothered. What was the Gemara's Havamina? So the Gemara is, so Tosfos is saying, well, Nirba, maybe it's a stone ace. Tosfos says it can't be because it doesn't work with our Gemara. Well, Nerag is also possible. So Tosfos says, that's a stone ace. And then Tosfos says, wait, no. Maybe Nerag and Nirtzach is also possible because he's a treifa. Oh, so now Tosfos says, V'nir lefarish dehosam minirba lirtzono. Tosfos says, don't ask me kashas from our Gemara to that Gemara. Because that Gemara is only talking about in one case where you were consenting and you were invalid. And if you're nirba lirtzono, so even Rava agrees that you're possible to eat this. Rava was only saying you're kasher by nirba laonso. The Alpha Gadul Rava Kosher Hasam Iri Sheyesh Edim Shenirba Lirtzono. And even though Rava says Palgin and Dibura in our Gemara, and even if I say Ploni Ravani Lirtzoni, you could still accept my testimony to kill that guy. Says Tosfos, that's not a contradiction to that Gemara. Even Nirba Lirtzono, we should never put him to death. We should never invalidate him. Says Tosfos, no. Every Nirba Lirtzono is still Pasul Edus. It's just if you are the only source that you were no Nirba Lirtzono, so we don't have to accept your Edus. But let's say there were two Edim from the side that saw the case and watched you and your friend being Roveya and Nirba and consenting to the Aveira. Both of you are Pasul. So Tosfos says the whole Gemara and Makos is referring to a case where there's Yesh Edim Shenirba Lirtzono. That's not similar to our case. Our case of Rava is what? Your whole testimony, you walk in with someone else, and you're the only source we have with that other person. Ploni, Ravani, Lertzoni. So Tosfos says, even though technically you should become Pasul, Palgin and Dibura, and we don't accept your words about yourself. But if there were two Edim that witnessed your Maisa with the Roveya and the Nirba, Savad your Pasul. So that's the Gemara Makkos, Nirba Yatzil, that he will become Pasul. And that's what Tosfos has been concluding, that a Nirba Lertzono, even according to Rava, would actually be Pasul Eidos. Because of Rasha the Chomas, like we talked about in the weeks past. So that's the way you're gonna have to read the Gemara. And that's what Tosfos says. Sheish Eidim Shenirba Lertzono, the Azin Aroy Lahoid, Vavi Nimse Ed Echon Mian Pasul Eidos and Metela. The Gokasha that came into Menir Belur Tzoner Ayre Bechinam Nokot Libisoyv Horeg Veroveya Yatzil Perish Yatzilu Al Atzvan the Menir Belur Tzoner the Mayer Beavam What's the Mifra Chakati Shig Yatzil Al Atzmo. Tosfos says that's a difficult pshat. If it's talking about a Nir Belur Tzono, so then effectively you're just repeating the same question again. Nirba Yatzil. So what's the Gemara's question? Nirba, who's Pasul Eidos, he should save and invalidate the Aedus and save who? Save who? So now we're saying, save himself. Because he's a Nirbal or Tzono. So he also, the Eidus has ramifications, Lagabi, whether he's going to get put to death. Right? But if he's a Nirbal Onis, so then no, it's Yatzil HaRoveya, like you're saying. So now Tzitzit says, but if I'm saying it's a Nirbal or Tzono, so then why is the Gemara going through the same song and dance in the next line and saying, Roveya Yatzil, Yatzil who? Yatzil himself. It's the same exact question that we asked with Nirba. So therefore Tzitzit says it would have been better if I went with my first Grat to understand that it's going Nirba La'onis, but then I'm stuck with this Gemara. So Tzitzit says, the Yesh Mefarshim, the Mehara V'Nirba, Kishehim Kroivim Parach. So Tosis is a brand new pshat in the Gemara. What happens if the whole situation, the reason where you're going to be matzil over here is not because a nirba is possible, and maybe it was a nirba ba'ones, maybe, and the reason you're going to be matzil is not because of sone and not because of any other the psulim. What's the reason? Because you're a karuf to the person that just seduced you or that just raped you. You happen to be a relative. And that was the background to the whole Gemara there of Yatzil. The Gemara never says anything about this. But Tosfos says maybe, because of our questions, maybe you have to understand that what did the Gemara assume that assumed you to be? An invalid aid must have been that in the background of the story, you were actually a relative to the guy who was committing the Avera. The Yesh person to me, Ahara v'nirba k'shem krovim paruch, the Yatzil. Maybe in those cases, the Gemara is asking, it should be Matzil. So then the obvious question is, okay, maybe it is Matzil. I don't know. How do you know that when you rape a Karov, that it wouldn't be? Maybe where's the Gemara's question coming? Yatza. As if the Gemara knows that you're going to be put to death. V'chitei ma'hachanami, as Tosos, so say enachanami, that you would save, and you're an invalid aid in such a scenario. Tosos says it can't be. Haksiv bei make ovid v'imo. Afal pishu karov v'nir banamiksiv ervas avicha. The Pashtuk and Parshas Achrimos talks about having relations, and in such a situation, the father is put to death. So therefore, it has to be that there's an answer to this case of even rape by the son, or by the child, or by the karov. That even in those situations, you're not going to be considered an aid to invalidate the aidus, because we have psukim in the Torah that say motiumos in such a scenario. That if your father kills, or if a father rapes, in those situations of the Krovin, even though the nearby is a relative, even though the Narag is a relative, even in those situations, it's not going to invalidate. All those cases. Why did the Gemara and Makkos have a kasha? Just say it's a gzeiras hakosav. I guess the Gemara just didn't have any rationale. I mean, the Gemara just, I guess, assumed that it was working with the regular rules and regulations. So if you look in the Tosfos over there, a very small Tosfos in Makkos, Elamiata Harig Yatzil, there's another daya that's quoted in Tosfos that's not found in our Tosfos. Elamiata Harig Yatzil. Again, the guy who was murdered, in the few minutes that he's still alive, right, he should now invalidate all the testimony. It says, Taisvis, Perish, Shehu Baldin. Inami, Mipnei Shehu Sone, Upasol, Le'edis. You have it, Adi? I'm sorry. So look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Dear Masla Elamiata." The short Tosfos is a one-liner.
Which one? Again?
The smallest Tosfos on the daf.
5 lines. 10 seconds.
Tosfos. Elamiata harug yatzil. What's the havamina of the Gemara that your puzzle alt being a harug? Says Tosfos. Perishu baldin. Inami. That's what Tosfos says. But they shu sone usone puzzle this. So that's the daya that sticks with Sony, the second day. But what's the first daya? First daya is that you're a baldin. What does it mean you're a baldin? What does it mean you're a baldin? I understand baldin in a case of dine mominus.
there's a case against me. They want to be mechayev me $1,000. I want to defend myself and say I'm not chayev $1,000. So I'm a baldin over there. I'm one of the baladinim. It's no gain to me. There's a serious negias over here. A baldin legabe ritzicha? What does that mean? So apparently, Tosfos is holding there a big chiddush that... Let me ask you the following shaila. This is the shaila that's in Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Mordechai. Let's turn to the Mordechai. Where is this Mordechai? One second. It's in the Mordechai. In my Gemara, it's in the Daf Gimel, the Mordechai. It's Simin Tov Reish Tzadiyeh. The Mordechai is found in the back after the Rif, after the Mukti Yosef, all the way in the back. So I'll just tell you the Mordechai outside while you're looking for it. Mordechai raises the following shaila. A guy was murdered. And as shocking as it sounds, we don't have the ability for the person who was murdered to come to Beis Din and be an aid. The Gemara's Makkas' question. But now you have a different question. We want the Krovei HaNirtzach to testify about the murder. Are they Karov? Are they Psulim or not? So the Mordechai says, since the Psul of a Nirtzach in the Gemara's Havamin and Makkas that it said, Nerag Yasil, was all based on what? Based on Trefa? Why should that invalidate the Krovei HaNirtzach? They don't have a problem of a Trefa. They're not dying. They don't have the psul of Eidushat Iyat Yochel Azima because they're a Trefa, because they're about to die. And that's the Psak of the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Lamed Vav. However, the Gra, at the bottom of that the Ramah, when he quotes the Mordechai, he says, Ayin Tosfos Nemakis Davov and Aleph Deya Kamaisa. What does that mean? Ayin Tosfos Nemakis Davov and Aleph Deya Kamaisa. There's another reason that the Rishonim sought to invalidate a Haruk when he was going to watch the case in the Havamin of the Gemara that thought that he stands as an aid at that point in time. What was the reason that they were going to invalidate him? Not because of Trefa, not because of Stone, but because of what? Because he's a Baldin. If he's a Baldin, so then even his Krovim can't testify. And this is the machloikis between the Goyin and the Ramah Lalacha. Whether or not, what's the pshat in the Havamin of the Gemara of Nirtzach Yatzil, even though that Gemara never lands itself l'maskana, because obviously he's never going to come to court and he's not an aid, whatever reason. However you learn the maskana sa Gemara to learn why he's not a valid aid, because the Mekayme Adover HaKosem Adaber, either he's never going to talk, or he's an Osta Maisa, he's about... But the Gemara thought for a second that there was a psul that existed. Now that's going to have ramifications. Legabi his krovim. Are you just a karov to a trefa, or are you karov to a baldin? If you're a karov to a baldin, because he's involved in the case, so therefore what? Therefore you would be puzzled. But again, so that's fascinating. It's a fascinating din la'alocha whether or not the krovei arnirtzach will be invalid and rabbeisai. This is more common than not. I mean, who are the people that are obviously going to be there at the time of the murder? Very likely, it's sometimes going to be family members. Well, are they going to be puzzled or not? But how do we envision and how can we explain a baldin over here? What does it mean you're a baldin? Baldin usually means you have something that's relevant to you, something that's shaykh to you, something that you have a negiyas, you have some sort... What does it mean, baldin?
One second. You owe me...
Oh, you owe me what?
My life.
Oh, beautiful. Sir, what do you say? What's fascinating about this sugya is it's based off of sugyas prior. We spent almost a month on the following sugya. Within the world of Kimle B'Durabimine, we pointed out, Tosfos and Ksubis and Daf Lamed, that points out that there are stiras throughout Shas, whether or not the concept of Kimle Derab Minei applies to Misa Lezeh Umamon Lezeh. So the Rishonim are struggling, and they don't know how to jive the two. Our Gemara in Sanhedrin says when you have a Misa to this party and a Chi of Mamon to another party, our Gemara says Kimle Derab Minei doesn't apply. The Gemara's in the end of Sanhedrin by a Rodef, the Gemara says, even if you're chayav misa to this guy, and you're chayav mamon to a guy on the street while you're driving, again, a guy's running with a knife to kill someone else, as he's running with a knife to kill someone else, or in the car, he crashes into someone else's car. Mamish like the movies. It doesn't happen to Punk B, the same guy he's trying to kill, that he crashes into someone else's car. So the Gemara says, Kim le b'derab minei. So Tysus asks, there's a stira. When there is a bi-destinational kimle b'derab minei, a misa lezeh, a mamon lezeh, is there kimle or is there no kimle? So the Rival says the answer is simple. When it comes to ritzicha, the person that's killing him is the person, I'm sorry, that he's damaging, the mamon that he's damaging, also has an obligation to kill him. Because by every case of rodef, by definition, everyone has a chiyuv to be matzil the nirdaf, or everyone has to carry out bezdin shlichus to punish this rodef. So says the Rival that what? That every case of redifa is a misa umamon lechad. Who's the chad? The person that you're damaging. Why are you chayiv misa to him? Because he's obligated to kill you. So that explains the Gemara of Misa Lezeh from the vantage point of, I am obligated to carry out your Misa. I have to take care of your punishment. I, the representative of Am Yisrael, is a Misa Lezeh. Your life is in my domain. It's like I have a bailus on your life. However, Rabbeinu Tam didn't agree to that. And Rabbeinu Tam took a different approach. And Rabbeinu Tam, I would say, had a more pashut definition of Misa Lezeh. What does it mean, says Rabbeinu Tam? Says Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, Misa Lezeh, argues Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky, based on our sugya, the fact that Tosfos calls him a Baal Din, something fascinating. You see, when you're Chayav Misa for being Mechal Shabbos, when you're Chayav Misa for, I don't know, what else are you Chayav Misa for? Chiruv v'gidov, good. All those are of chiv misa l'shamayim. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, when a rotzeach gets his misa, it's a chiv bein odom l'chaveiro. It's a misa that I'm a baldin on, that I have a tain on, and I'm tak apostle l'edus. I, the nirtzach, you owe me your life. And that's what Tosfos means. And that's where Rabbeinu Tam understood Misa Lezeh, not to the one who has to carry out the punishment. But who's the Baldin over here, Mamish? What Tosfos is saying? What Baldin? Who Baldin? No, because if you stabbed me, if you killed me, you owe me your life. And now that Bezdin is carrying out your punishment, they're now carrying out a chiyuv that you owe to that Nirtzach. So then you can understand, ooh, comes along the Vilna Goyin, and he says, Maishno, if you're of a Baldin in Dine Mominus, or Maishno, if you're a Baldin, according to Tosfos and Makis, that you owe him your life. So the Kroivim are going to be puzzled, because they're Korov to not the Trefa, they're Korov to the Baldin. The Rishonim that understood that the Psul of Nirtzach in the Gemara's Havamina, Nirtzach Yatzil is Trefa, or Nirtzach Yatzil is Soine. They must have understood, because what? The punishment of Misa Lezeh has nothing to do with owning anything. It's no different than Chiruv v'Gidov. It's no different than Chil Shabbos. There's one of the Aseres HaDibros that says, most you must, you have to get Misa. But not that I owe you that. It's a Chiruv. The Rebbeinu Shalom says you have a punishment. Comes along these other Rishonim and are saying, no, Ritzicha is a totally different parsha. We don't have anything like this. Obein Adam L'chaveiro Dika Oynes? This is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling that such a sitting can exist. Mind-boggling that it could have ramifications. Whether or not Kimle B'derab Minei is going to apply because you're defining the Misa like that. And it's Mamish Pshutuk Mashmo. Misa Lazeh. according to the Rivah, it's a very difficult lazet. It's to that guy who's carrying out the onus. No, the Misa lazet is this, you owe it to me. And that's why Tosfos says it's a baldin. And it's going to have ramifications, la locha, legabe, whether or not the kroivim of the nirtzach ultimately can testify about the case. Yeah.
Saying it's both mammon?
No, it's not mammon. I'm just saying it follows. It's a vada chil misa, and we're going to carry out.
No, so the case was that I killed someone, but in the process of killing him, I damaged someone else. So the Gemara is calling that misa lazeh. So if you understand, like the Riva, that misa lazeh means the person who's going to save you, and it's a different. It's dafka when it comes to redifa. But he just says, the Pasha of Shana Gemara, Misa Lazeh is for the person you killed. You, just like Mamun Lazeh, so too the Misa, the life, is to him.
Yeah,
the revenge. I hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To Nirba. It doesn't apply to Nirba. Nirba is one of the other psalm, but this, but Tosfos was never, that Tosfos and Makkos never wanted to say Baldin by Nirba. Yeah. So I really just wanted to talk about one other thing, just to try to squeeze and finish up the sugya and to really move on past Palgin and Dibura. Hopefully next time we could start Makkos, so let's try to move a little quickly. If you remember, the Gemara in the end of the Gemara, in Daf Yud, in the end of the Gemara, it's about 10 lines down. Amar Rava Ploni Rava Ashur. Amar Rava Ploni Rava Ashur v'huzmu neragam e'mashal mamon shor shaploni v'huzmu neragam e'mashal mamon. Was that? So exactly what we just talked about. Sorry, let's go to the suffix of the Gemara. Debari Rava Ploni Rava Shari. I may come into Beis Din and I say with another person that this person was Roveya my shore. It's Chayav Misa, this person. Mahu. What's the din? Mi amrinan adam karavetzel atmo ve'in adam karavetzel mamono. Odilma adam karavetzel mamono. So the Gemara suffix is what? Is a person karav to his mamon. If he's karav to his mamon, then what? So then you have a problem. If he's not karav to his mamon, so then you're okay, so then you can accept it. Basa debaya hader pashta. So that once the Gemara, they ask the question, then the Gemara resolves it. Adam karav atzel atzmo, ve'in adam karav etzel mamono. A person's karav to himself, and a person's not karav to his mamon. So therefore, what's the din? So Rashi says, mi amrinan adam karav etzel mamono, upalginan dibura lemehemne achavre veloyashor. Do we split it up and say that he's karov to his mamon and therefore we're going to split the edus up and only accept his edus on his friend? Odilma lo amrinan linyan palgina dibura adam karov etzel mamono. Afal pilgir gabina le'el etzel atzmo. Or no, what? Do we say that we're not going to involve palgina dibura here and therefore what? Hadar pashta. Lo amrinan adam karov etzel mamono linyan palgina dibura. V'hashor yisokel, and just like the person is accepted, legabe, his friend that he was roveya, so too we're going to actually kill the shore as well. So I don't understand. So the Gemara says, you don't say palgin and dibura. So I don't understand. So at the end of the day, but how do you say ein adam karav etzel mamono? Aren't you, once again, a nogeya bedavar? Don't you have negiyas? Aren't you speaking about your own assets over here? Why are you kosher? So maybe you're not karov, but you're nogeya. Can you speak about? Okay, fine. But so fine. So you're a nogeya. Should be possible because you're a nogeya. Oh, excellent. Comes along the tumim, Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz in his sefer Urim v'Tumim in Chosha Mishvot. And he says, this is the source for a major debate amongst the poskim. Let's say I walk into Beis Din, and I want to be an aid about my assets, that I have tremendous negiyas about, but I'm meyid lichovasi, to my detriment. Is it kosher or pasul? So one, the Tumim says, you see from Rashi, that this psul does not exist in such a scenario. What would be the rationale to argue such a thing? Because the Nosekelim, and this is a fundamental debate throughout Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to have it later in Sanhedrin again. Machlokas Rishonim with the Machlokas Achronim with the Machlokas Apoiskim. What is the psul nogeya when I'm talking about my assets that has negiyas towards me? Some poskim say it's just a chashash meshakir. When you have something that's relevant to you, so you're going to be meshakir. But if I'm saying it to my detriment, so I lose the chashash meshakir, I'm saying what is not relevant, what is not beneficial to me. So then you don't have a psul. A chashash meshakir is not a psul. He's not a goslin. He's not someone that's going to ruin the whole cot. It's just when he's being made for his benefit, we can't accept his avis because he's a chashash meshakir. So maybe Rashi held that a nogeya with a chashash meshakir is possible when he's being made for his benefit, and therefore I can accept the data about his shor when it's hashor yisakil. Whereas if you remember, the Ravid had a different conclusion to this Gemara. What was the Ravid's conclusion to this Gemara? If you look at the Ravid in the Rambam, we don't have. I think we even have it here, but I'll just say it outside. The Ravid understood based on his shita from the Russian Makas. Palginan dibura doesn't mean we cut and paste and we cut off all the psule edus, and it would apply to even my sister and to my and to everyone and all the krovim. Just accept this and don't accept that. Says the Ravid, no, that's not the way it works. There's no cutting and pasting. Says the Ravid, when I'm talking about myself, then I don't have an aid. I don't have a shame aid when I talk about myself. It never even registered in Beis Din when I talk about myself and I refer to myself. So it's like all I said in Beis Din was Ploni Rava. You didn't say that. You said Ploni Rava OC. No, but there is no Adas by OC. So says the Ravid, because otherwise every Adas in his Balam Iksasa Balakula. The whole concept of Palgina Dibura, says the Ravid, makes no sense. Our whole Sugya makes no sense. Says the Ravid, that's the answer. Because when you're talking about yourself, then it was never registered in court. So therefore, says the Ravid, that's exactly what the Gemara was trying to decipher when I talk about my wife. Is that talking about myself? We said it's a beautiful Sheva Brachos Torah without the background. Because I'm talking about Ploni Baal Ishti, Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto. It doesn't mean that I'm related to my wife. Avad, I'm related to my wife. Everyone knows I'm related to my wife. I'm one with my wife. And therefore, when I talk about my wife, it says, look, you didn't register as Eidus. And that's what the Gemara says. Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto, Pagina Dibura. Now the Gemara has a Shaila. It says, what about Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono? When I talk about my Mamon, is it myself? Can you apply Palgina Dibura? And the Gemara says, what? Avada, you can't apply Palgina Dibura. And you what? You're not a Karav Eitzel Mamono. That doesn't mean that you're not puzzled from your Mamon. It means we can't view it as if yourself. We can't view it as one like your wife. You and your Nechasim, says the Ravid, have to be split away from each other. A Musar Hastil, says the Ravid. You shouldn't have your whole life's existence based on your Nechasim. Ain't of them Karav Eitzel Mamono. Trust me, says the Ravid, you're puzzled to be made about your Nechasim. And whether it's to the benefit, whether it's to the detriment, you're not allowed to talk about your Nechasim. You're a Karav to your Nechasim. You're just not a Karav lenient Palgin and Dibura. And that's why the Ravid Lishitoso in the Yad on the Mishnah Torah says, not like Rashi La'alocha, he argues with the Rambam. He says, Ploni Baal Shairi. Ploni is not even killed. Why is Ploni not killed? Rashi didn't even entertain that possibility. Why is Ploni not even killed? Because if you're not a Karav to yourself, then it's either Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kula. Half of your Eidus is bad. You're talking about your Shor. Then Avada you're a Karav to. Avada you're a Pasul to. You're just not a Karav to the extent that we can now even apply Palgin and Dibur as if your Eidus didn't register. No, when it comes to your Mamon, your Eidus did register. And your Eidus is an invalid Eidus. And Mimela, since it was connected to a statement about Ploni, we don't accept the statement about Ploni either, because that's an invalid statement. The only time we apply Palgin and Dibura is when you talk about yourself, or you talk about your wife, and Lamaskona, not when you talk about your shore. Im Kain, one second, Im Kain.
So that means what? A, you're saying, A,
Ain Adam Karavetz Mamono, but in the story of Palgin and Dibura.
Well, the Gabi, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. The Gemara sounds like Ein Adam Karav Etzel Mono, so therefore it's going to help him, says the Rebbe. That's going to invalidate the Eid. Because Karav means something else over here. So that's the way the Rebbe understands Lamaskana, what's going to happen with his Eid. The whole Eid is thrown out. You can't even apply Plagin and Dibura. But that's also going to have ramifications, Legabe Arshaila in the postkim, of a Negius. According to the Rebbe, the Gemara never said a Negius Lichovaso is not a Negius. That's only in the world of Rashi. In the world of Rashi, there might be that if a person talks about his assets, whether it's to his detriment, whether it's to his benefit, it's invalid Eidos. You can't talk about your Nechasim. Says the Tumim, that's going to be the other Shita. A person is a Karav to his Nechasim. That's the Deen in the Paiskim. Is a Negei apostle because of Chash Meshaker, and therefore it's only when it's to his benefit. That's the way Rashi Lechora would understand. And the Ravid would understand, no, a person's karav to his nechassim. Even though the Gemara actually said the opposite, a person's not karav to his nechassim, but the Ravid says, yeah, obviously the Gemara was talking about in the Palgin and Dibura world, where karav means yourself. But when the Gemara concludes that a person is not a karav to his mamon, but rather he's just the old type of psul karav, and that's the answer to Taisa's Kasha. Taisa at the top of the top. Taisa says, the Gemara had a suffix like Abi Ishto. So Taisa says, Afal Gab Mastishan Hibizeb Borer, the Balki Ishtolin Yanadis. What do you mean? You have suffix? Whether or not a person's karuf to his wife? Taisa is struggling with this. How does the Gemara have a Havamin, that person not related to his wife? We have other Mishnais that say a karuf. Right? It says, that's not what the Gemara meant. Everyone knew that you're related to your wife, and everyone knew about all the psulim of relatives. We had a specific Sugya Legabe Palgin and Dibura. What I'm pointing out now is that this is also going to have ramifications to a fundamental shaila throughout Choshen Mishpat, whether or not the psul nogeya is that a chash mishaker, or is that a psul karov, and therefore does it have ramifications when you're being made to your detriment. Yeah.
How does that relate to
Hodas Baldin? So Hodas Baldin, kemeya edim dami, is not midinedis, meaning. The Ksoi says that Hoidos Baldin might be a Hischaivus. It's an Amonis that you're Machayev, and the Torah says Ki Huzeh that he's made himself, but that doesn't have Psule Edis to it. It's a Hischaivus.
The funny Rav Ashari
is Edis. Is Edis. I can only kill him if he's an Aid. I can't, in Dinei Nefashos, I have to be registered in terms of Edis. So therefore the Ravid says, oh, I cut that out, and I didn't accept that. But in terms of Dinei Mamonis, the Chiddush HaTorah is that there are certain times when a person is mischayev himself to Din in the Paiskim. Why Hodas Baldin is Nehman? Either it's Midin Nehmanus or Midin Ischayevus. But however you slice it, it's not the classic Dinei Edus, and it wouldn't be possible because otherwise you would never be Nehman to be made by yourself. The Ravid and Rashi is about our machlokes. About. I'm just saying that it's going to be the machlokes, the Marival, and the Shach, and all the poiskim. Whether
you have to know, then I mean, there's no specific way to know that you're touching up Baldin in this very.
Right. It's not muchach from here. It's at all. It's just the Tumim points out that you would allow within these. He suggests that that's Shitas Rashi because. At the end of the day, what's Rashi saying? You're at the end of the Negea. So his answer, his solution for Rashi is, Rashi might have hold that, like that side in the postkim, that it's only possible mitzach shash meshaker. If so, okay, so then I could accept it. I'm just pointing out that if you take the other way to read the Gemara, like the Ravid, so you would come out not like that, and you might have a source for the other postkim in terms of that major shaila of Negeas. Okay, Yeshikayach. Are we, the guys are coming. Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a big ride.